It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
That was fast.
It's a Thursday.
Yep, it is already charging towards the end of the weekend, and then also the end of May and the start
of school.
Start of school, actually.
I know. Good luck, guys.
That was really fast. You must have enjoyed your summer, yeah, if it feels so fast.
Para siyang yung song ng Roxette. It must have been love, but it's over now. So it must have been vacation, but it's over now.
Ay.
Okay, so I guess we just have to accept it.
All right, we can be just happy about it.
School? Oh, well, sabagay.
Kasi diba some really
your
like
friends.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if you have friends.
Okay, we'll cover this. Just check the podcast yesterday.
That's what everyone was saying. Please have a happy show today, because yesterday everyone was just so
emo.
Swept away.
Right.
Diba? Okay. So we've got a top 10 for you guys.
Okay, let me see if it's going to be a happy one.
It is. We are looking for the top 10 celebrity passwords.
Oh, wow.
If you were to think of a password for a specific celebrity. What would it be?
Okay.
So for instance, if you were the celebrity, what would be your password, right? But it could also be, this is like a spin-off of an earlier, when you were absent, we did parang funny passwords.
I remember that.
So what they would do was like, sometimes they'd come up with a username that's like Gandalf.
Yeah.
And then
thou shalt not pass
word. Something like that.
Okay.
So it can be their password or your password if your username was a celebrity or a superhero.
Okay,
or
pretend you're someone known.
Yeah.
A very popular person.
Diba? Something like that.
Okay.
Okay, so the top 10 celebrity passwords. Some examples that they gave for Madame Auring. The password will be AS1M.
Yes.
For Janine Tugonon, frontman.
Wow. Of course.
For Bibi Gandang Hari.
Okay.
Rustam No More. And then for Nora Honor, My Himala, bitches. I like that one.
You know, yeah.
My Himala, bitches. With a Z, huh?
You know, yeah.
Napaka gangsta ni Nora.
I think you need to be a specific kind of gay to know the reference.
Yes.
I don't know if the younger gays know about
do.
It.
I think they still do.
Yeah. I hope so.
Only because it's been passed on, you know, because the whole Walang Himala thing.
Yes.
I think it's still popular.
My Himala, bitches.
My Himala, bitches.
Okay.
So that's what we're looking for. The top 10 celebrity passwords. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag celebrity passwords.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, guys. Welcome to a Thursday. Today is May 22.
Three. Fail. I'm sorry, I'm going to announce
that.
May 22.
Three.
Three.
Three. May 23, 2013. All right, this is Del with the news. Helen Mirren is royally awesome. When the 67-year-old actress learned that a young cancer patient's dying wish to have tea with Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace couldn't be granted due to the monarch's busy schedule, the Oscar winner happily stepped in. Currently reprising her Oscar-winning role as the Queen of England for the play The Audience on London's West End, Mirren invited 10-year-old Oliver Burton, who has Down syndrome and has been battling cancer for much of his life, and invited him to the Gielgud Theatre to take in a performance of her show and then visit backstage for a tea party. Mirren appeared in full costume to enjoy tea and sandwiches with Ollie, who presented her with a bouquet of flowers, making it even more realistic. Footmen catered to them, and there was a surprise guest appearance by the Corgis that appeared in the show with the actress. Ollie also left with a title, Before heading out with his family to his waiting stretch limo, Queen Mirren knighted him with her hand.
Oh, you know, that's really nice. So nice of her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, well, you can't really, like, be too hard on the queen. She's old herself. And
yeah,
she's not exactly at the peak of her health. So, you know, maybe it's the schedule. Maybe she's really just not, you know, healthy enough to do these things
and
anymore.
And also, you, when you make a demand, one demand like this, and you give in because, of course, this is a cancer patient who's dying, wishes to meet you.
Yeah.
But if you give in to one, you open the floodgates to so many
exactly.
more. And
yeah.
with her age.
At her age, yeah.
At her age.
And she's really like, she's not, she doesn't, like the few times that I've seen her recently, she's not really that
She doesn't look
strong.
As healthy.
Because, you know, she always looks very strong.
Yeah.
And very like, you know, I may be old, but I've got, I got things under control.
Yeah, but
not
nowadays.
Anymore.
Well,
yeah.
she is past 80, isn't she?
She is.
Wow. But it's very nice.
It's so nice of Helen Mirren.
Awfully nice of Helen Mirren to don the costume just to make, you know, to make it, it's the next best thing.
And so much empathy. It's not even her. I mean, it's not even her that's being asked. You know, it would be great of her if the request was made to her directly. But to see that, oh my gosh, she can't give him his wish, so let me try.
Let me do it.
It's not the same, but, you know, it's pretty close. So that's really nice of her.
I think just kindness in this form really counts a lot for people.
You know, it's not every day you see this kind of display of kindness.
Also because I think a lot of people are very bitchy.
Yeah.
It's just
jaded.
The way jaded and we snap at each other and we talk so forcefully with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That it's so rare to find people who are kind.
And it's so nice, so refreshing.
Yeah, so refreshing. And especially her, because I think she's also busy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
for her to take the time out. Well, there you go. Some
so
good
nice.
News to start you off on this Thursday. We got more. Hopefully more good news. If not, it will set our tongues wagging.
Yes.
You know when there's bad news?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, right?
Okay, like, for example, what do you say about a news break? About a popular, she's popular. She's a pop singer.
Yeah.
Who was captured on camera guzzling down her own urine.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There you go. That's what we're talking about next hour.
Bitchy button on.
All right, but make sure that it's full blast next hour. For
I
now,
know.
That's going to do it for the news. Here on The Morning Rush, you got CDNG, the Kike Bercada on Summer's Hottest. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. And it is time for us to do the top 10 for today. All right. We are looking for the top 10. Celebrity passwords. What would be a password for
certain personalities?
Certain personality. Or we can do it something similar to what we kind of did when you weren't here, Gina Boy and I did. You can come up with, like, if your username was a celebrity, what would be
what
the
would
perfect password
yeah.
for it?
Because it has to go together so that you'll remember your password.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So here we go. Let's do this. We are looking for the top 10 celebrity passwords. Let's start off at number...
Well, we have numbers.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Starting off with.
Oh, you shouldn't have... you shouldn't have said it. Otherwise... Naku, wala na yan.
We have numbers.
When John tweets, Robert Downey Jr., his password would be Iron Man ROX123.
Actually, that would kind of make sense.
Why
Iron
ROX?
Man rocks.
Oh, rocks.
Iron Man rocks.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3.
Because remember, even in what movie was that? I think there was like a viral video for Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
And he was still writing on the whole, I'm Iron Man. Hello,
yeah.
I'm Iron Man. Obviously, I'm the star of the show because I'm Iron Man.
That makes it so much cooler.
Yeah.
And also, when John Tweet says, Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Ang password niya, partying with Delamar.
Whatever.
Partying with Delamar.
Yeah.
You know what's just so funny? I was finally catching up on my Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
And even he was getting into the why did Maxim choose her as the number one?
Oh, really?
The sexiest.
Oh, I kind of feel sorry for her. Why? I mean, it's not like. It's not like she wanted to be chosen. I mean, I'm sure she wanted to be, but it's not like she forced anyone to choose her.
Right. And it's not that no, and bad.
Well, yeah. It's not bad, but it's not really not the first person you think of.
It is
not even.
Pero feeling ko talaga, it's more of like, siguro, who's the sexiest girl who graced Maxim? Even if they say that it's the sexiest girl ever. Obviously, because it's their brand.
Kasi it's, ano, di ba, like I'd always say, every time it comes out with, let's say, People Magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
They come out with their 50 most beautiful people. It's not really the most beautiful. It's more like, parang the 50 hottest celebrities.
Even, I think even if you judge it by other standards, she still isn't. Like, if you say the one with the biggest buzz around
she's really
her,
not.
She's really not.
It's not even her.
Oh, it's not her.
But I really think it's more of like, just because...
Everybody else was...
Well, one, she was on Maxim.
Uh-huh.
Two, the transformation.
That look.
Yeah,
the
I'm
blonde,
guessing
short
what
hair.
They're thinking of is more of like, wow, this girl has... You know, can really be sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She can rock
compared
a bathing
to like
suit.
Her usual look.
Yeah.
And we made it happen.
Oh, I have two theories.
Theories?
One, it's really a marketing move to have people talk about.
Yeah.
Right, Maxim
magazine.
Again.
Because, you know, it's more like FHM, right?
Yes.
Right.
So, second, I have a feeling they promoted some young guy as the... who's always had a crush on Miley Cyrus. Because usually it's an older editor.
Right.
But maybe they just promoted somebody very young who grew up
who
with
grew
Miley
up liking
Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
And that's always been his fantasy. And
to see her like that.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. So I was like, I'm thinking.
But if you really... I mean, if you look at that cover, I still won't say that she's the sexiest girl ever.
But she's sexy.
Wow. And I mean, from her usual look, wow.
That's true.
Pwede. Pwede.
And also, Maui Camacho, I mean, Kuya Maui, says, for Dick Gordon, in or out? Kasi diba?
Kasi parang he was always...
Well, he didn't make it though.
Yeah.
So, technically, hindi naipasok.
Pero labas-pasok si talaga siya na labas-pasok eh.
So, hindi naipasok.
Hindi naipasok.
Hindi talaga eh. Pumapasok siya, tas lumalabas na naman.
So, hindi naipasok. Nangyayari.
Tas finally, wala. Nakapasok.
I voted
lumabas
for him.
Lumabas din.
Yeah. Also,
I voted for him the last two elections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew.
But he got in, right? He became senator,
yes,
right?
Yes, but not because prior to this.
Pero 12, yung 12 lang.
Prior to this, he ran for president.
Yeah. Yes.
That.
But previous, before
previous to
that, he was senator.
He was in. May pasok.
May pasok. From Angel Rain for Chico Garcia. I love you, and then insert Radio 1 job name here. Ganon.
Feeling ko more of insert celebrity crush here.
Oh.
Ang laki ano eh. Kasi may issues yung isa.
Ay, nako.
Ano ba yung celebrity crush mo?
Oh, dahan-dahan.
Oh, alam ko, alam ko. Pina-follow ko.
Ako rin.
Oo. Tapos,
ako, pag nagbigay ako ng...
may nakita lang ako na tweet.
Oo.
Wala lang, ang galing lang.
Talaga?
Kasi
can you tell
yung mga
me about
gustong...
it?
Diba like all celebrities, for example, the big celebrities out there, on their Instagram and on their Twitter, you find out what they like.
Yeah.
Yung you know na it's not about anything. Like, for example, Ann Curtis.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she loved bands. And bands that are not so in here.
Like the indie bands.
She loves them. And she's like always watching.
Like,
you know?
She was raving about Wonderland.
And even before that, the one, what was that?
The
anyway.
English parang launch in somewhere in Pioneer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the small place.
The small place. She's always like, so it's so refreshing to know what she likes.
Yeah.
So, yung celebrity crush ni Chico, nag-tweet din about, you know, mga gustong shows.
Ah.
Movies, di ba?
Yung isa hindi movie.
Usually movies eh.
Show.
Let's see here.
Talking about Chico's crush is like walking on eggshells.
Oh, no, but it's why do we have to be so careful?
Tayo, we're dead.
And dele, that's my thing. Why do we have to show restraint?
Ay, nako, you should.
Huh? Why do we have to show restraint, diba?
From ano?
I want to spread my legs and
from spread your legs.
From Cinco Engtor, Rihanna, SBLAD.
SBLAD.
What's that?
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Diba? Ang ganda. Kristen Stewart, poker face.
Of course.
Or ble.
Ano?
Ble. Wala lang.
Also,
I had an inappropriate like caption or comment for Daniel Matsunaga's IG yesterday.
He flooded with.
Oh my gosh!
Why,
he was on a shoot somewhere, okay. And he was bored.
Was this in a desert?
And then he was wearing downtime with three other models.
Okay,
but they're all shirtless and just wearing their jeans. All of course, they're all ripped.
Duh. Okay.
And I wanted to comment. Kaya nangyari mo ako sa sarili ko, di ba? Parang wow.
Why? What did you want to say?
Wow, buffet.
Okay lang yun. Sus.
Buffet? Buffet?
Nasaan ang peanut butter? Ang daming pandesal. Mateo says, for Nora Honor, no miracles.
Walang himala.
And let's see here. Taylor Swift, from Cinco Engtor. Taylor Swift. Password, my exes are my source of income.
Wow.
It is true though.
Pero what the password naman, diba?
How about?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 celebrity passwords comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
Noli de Castro.
Oh.
Password 1. Teve. Tapos walang mangyayari. After 10 minutes, may lalabas ulit na box.
Password 2.
Patrol!
Galing.
At saka maghihintay ka talaga.
Oh, hindi, tsaka merong, ka. Merong ano.
Hindi para... siya pwedeng paspasin mag-online. Oh,
hindi pwede.
Hey, vey!
Hey, vey!
Tsaka may optional box. Password 2.
Password 2.
Tapos nakikita ko siya in front of the computer na pacing.
Parang, tapos yung ano yung patrol mo, all caps na.
Parang imagine, like parang, okay, username, Noli De Castro, password, TV.
Tevey.
Password 2. Pacho!
At
saka madi, tsaka dapat intense yung pagpindot mo eh.
Alright, so there you go.
Caps lock mo para intense.
Para intense. The top 10 celebrity passwords. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag celebrity passwords.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, RX93.1.
Sarmazada is RX93.1 again for Madison Camille. It was a back-to-back request both for her and from I Am Nutty Boy. I Am Nutty Boy tweeting back. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yay.
And thank you for hashtagging RX request, by
the way. Of course.
Hey, can we just squeeze in a quick greeting to Shields WB and to Specialist Joe, who are, they're now in Manila.
Ah!
Shields was in the same flight with Joe. And Sunny. So, saying hello to all the SG Rushers.
Hello!
Nice.
Welcome
Hi,
back to Manila.
I guess we'll see you in a little bit.
I guess.
He's always like, you know, making a...
A side trip here.
A side trip here.
Yes.
So, hey.
La 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 la. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Top 10 celebrity passwords. You don't have to include real celebrities. They can be like superheroes, cartoon characters.
They're still celebrities.
Yeah, like Superman or Batman.
Tweety Bird. Any.
Tweety Bird talaga, you know, of all the...
Of all the like, celebrities.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, so the top 10 celebrity passwords. Let's start off with Ilet Villanueva. Kanye West. Password niya. Best password of all time.
Hanggang doon.
Kasi kailangan talaga.
It's egotistic.
Kailangan talaga.
Nako.
But it makes so much sense.
Diba? It's something that he would actually
use. Yeah. Why is his ego like that? What did his mother do?
I don't know. Alam mo yung growing up laging, you're the best. You're the greatest.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I think it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Baka yung he felt so persecuted and so small.
Yeah, that's why he constantly felt the need to
tell
defend
himself.
Hibs and
He had talent.
Well, he is talented.
He is talented. No matter how much.
Siya, sobrang the best lagi.
Tsaka,
pwede namang
tsaka your ego exceeds your talent.
Uh-oh.
Para Eddie Murphy.
Well, he was for a time.
Well, he was.
Pero
alam mo yun, hindi siya as in
he
your
calmed
face
down. No, I think it's because when Eddie Murphy was like going on about his ego, he wasn't in the spotlight as much as Kanye is now.
Mm. The Morning Ron says for Senator Nancy Binay. Mm. Password? OJT no more, bitches. Because whatever you have to say, she is the senator.
That's true.
So, diba?
After a while, because if the decision is made, whether you like it or not.
It's done. Accept it.
It's done.
Uh-oh.
Hope for the best.
Let's see here. Coming from... Tonyo Marcopio. Coco Martin.
Hmm.
Password, ATHTIG. ATHTIG.
A thing.
So.
Ay, nako. Shame on you.
What?
Oh,
shame on you.
Si Tonyo Marcopio.
Ay, nako talaga.
Oh, Madison Calil.
Falbahe.
Falbahe ka.
One Direction.
Okay.
Yung common, ano nila.
Common, parang ano nila, Twitter account nila, kunwari.
Password, to the left, _ to the right. So, two directions na yun. Hindi na siya One Direction. Kasi kumaliwa, tapos kumanan. Hindi na One Direction yun. Fat Kid Inside says, Jose Rizal, password, Leonor Rivera is my one true love.
Which one's Leonor Rivera again?
The first one. Because he ended up marrying Josephine Bracken.
Right. But whatever happened to her?
What do you mean?
To Leonor Josephine? Rivera.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I used to have that memorized. Like, yung the women.
Yeah, the women of a certain.
Because you studied that, eh, diba?
That's like before.
You had to give the chronology, eh. Like,
Wala na, we forget. Pero sabi nila talaga nga siya, he's matinik with the chicks.
Playa. Yeah.
Solid though, as in.
And for a guy who's not tall.
Kaya nga siya yung bayani natin.
Diba?
Hero.
Lakas sa bebas.
Sa bebas.
Hero.
Ilad Villanueva says, Kuya Germs. Password? Walang tulog. Z.
Pero you have to memorize the amount of Z's.
And then, saka yung Z niya, it's very nice visually. Eh. Yung Z niya may mga capital, may small, may capital. So medyo parang ang lalim ng tulog. Leifi says, Maria Regina...
Okay.
Password. Walang makakahula ng password ko. Bow down to me, lowly creatures.
So may ego ano rin pala.
Meron na
Maria
siya.
Maria Regina.
Kasi lumalaki na siya.
At saka na-realize na niya just how great she is.
Actually, that's true.
So, coming from... Stealth Hiroshi. Leonidas.
Okay.
Of 300.
300, yeah.
Ang password niya, this is password!
tapos, asterisk.
Kick somebody.
Down a hole.
This is password!
Kick.
Pero ang galing naman talaga nung that scene,
diba? That's true.
And then the slow-mo falling into that...
Actually, that entire movie was just so visually stunning.
Wait, did you watch Star Trek?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Ay,
nako, loser.
No, can I say something? It's not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler. But the aliens in the very first scene reminded me of the villain in 300.
You're
the
right.
The black dude?
The Benicio del Toro.
Yes, that one. Basta, it reminded me of him.
I want to watch.
Watch it, watch it.
I want to watch.
And I must say, it's
let's watch it. I'll watch it again.
I want to watch it.
This is the first time that I've watched 3D when we watched it in the IMAX in Zamora. First time ko na experience yung 3D na ganun.
Na ganun.
I've never seen 3D really? Like that before.
And I don't know, maybe because it's IMAX also.
Maybe.
Because it's so...
It's whoa. Literally each scene... At saka usually, di ba, you experience the 3D lang pag merong
certain
something
scenes.
Hurtling straight at you.
Yeah.
Ito, like, the plants seem to, like... They're, like... Basta, it's so yeah. weird. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine Chris Pine in 3D coming at you.
Ay.
Right.
What?
What exactly do you mean?
Going towards you.
Yung ano, yung first part. Kasi they were sort of
promise?
Like... they were sort of like wearing parang tights, di ba? Yung,
right.
So when they beamed him up...
Oh. Hey! Hey, Scotty!
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yung parang, ay...
No. Tsaka, di ba,
Captain for, Kirk.
Di ba for
your
time?
Delirium crystals are showing.
Don't say anything anymore.
Sorry, okay. It's just that scene. That scene. Panoorin mo na.
Ay, ay, Captain. Standing at attention.
Hindi. Ay, 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 Captain.
Ay, nako. Parang, are you hiding Spock?
Is that your phaser gun? Or are you just happy to see me? Why are we talking about this?
Hindi kayong dalawa, actually.
He started it.
Sobra kayo.
Tsaka the way that you guys are giggling, it's not like how guys talk.
Kahit na.
Tsaka so, andun naman si Niora, or yung the science officer, the blonde one.
Yeah.
But we never even talked about them.
Alam mo, the writer apologized.
For what?
Because he finally admitted the underwear scene was gratuitous. He really just wanted to have the actress naked.
Which one?
Diba when she changed clothes?
Oh, right.
The doc.
Well...
But it's in the trailer naman eh. Trailer pa lang kita mo na. This is seen that this is really hot girl with a blonde bob na naka bra and panty lang.
But she's so hot.
She changed in front of Kirk.
She was so hot.
And he really apologized. Na parang that was so unnecessary. But I just had to put it there.
But my God, I'm sure everyone enjoyed it. I mean, it's well, the, ano, not everyone.
It's the iconic scene in the movie. Nudity wise.
Tama na!
Okay, fine!
It was part of the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
Tama na, no, I mean, I feel bad. I haven't seen
you
it.
Should feel bad.
I haven't even seen the trailer.
Cool.
And also, let's see here. And the entry that caps off, and the top, celebrity password comes from Kiko Monster.
He says,
Sean Penn. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's a big fan of Superman.
Okay.
So,
ay, naku.
Ay, naku.
Penn _, that's capital S. So, ang galing eh, di ba? Parang yung like, apparently, he ano pala auditioned for the role, but he didn't make it. So, naging obsession niya talaga yung Superman.
Tapos, eventually, he changed
big
it to Sean Penn is Superman.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Because you know how like some people want to be
ta-da!
Like, Gino Quillamor is Iron Man.
Ta-da!
So, ito, Sean Penn is
Superman.
Hindi, dot.
Oh.
Ay, kasi meron siyang role na secret. So, Sean Penn
is...
Okay.
Suspense! Mm. Diba? So,
tapos si, ano pala, he reprised the movie of Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Yung ano, Big. So, yun yung role niya pala.
What? Really?
What?
Really?
Okay. It's a classic film.
Okay.
It was nice.
We'll take your word for it. Parang mapaparami yata yung nood mo ng movie in the next coming days. The top 10 celebrity passwords. Thank you to Mark Maniac 93 and I am Dre 54 for suggesting this. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299, or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #CelebrityPasswords.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino
on The Morning Rush,
Part 2. Hello, everybody. Good morning. It's time again to give you the news. And as promised, we gave you a teaser on the 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
The celebrity who was caught on camera drinking her own urine.
Yo.
Pulling a... Was it a Miguel Cotto?
No, no. Marquez.
Marquez.
Was it Marquez? After cameras captured Kesha guzzling down her own urine during her reality show, people are demanding that they not be forced to pay for it.
Yeah.
What?
No, for, like, today.
During last night's episode of Kesha, My Crazy Beautiful Life, the pop star appeared to drink her own pee after hearing about its health benefits. She told Hollywood Reporter, quote, "I heard it was good for you. That was like the rumor. But I don't know. I'm also just one that doesn't shy away from things. I'm not good at saying no, so I just figure, F it. I'll try anything once, so I tried it. I wouldn't recommend it. It was pretty gross, and I don't think it really did anything very beneficial to me. So yeah, I wouldn't probably do it again."
Wow.
Unquote. Skeptics across the internet are saying it was simply a publicity stunt, and that certain shots show Kesha drinking clear liquid that was swapped out with the urine off camera. Nevertheless, Tim Winter, president of the Parent Television Council, is demanding that consumers be able to choose the channels they want to watch after Kesha's stunt. He said in a statement, quote, "If given the opportunity, I can't imagine that parents would want to pay for a cable network that airs an episode of a pop star drinking her own urine. Why should we have to pay for this kind of garbage just so we can get access to Discovery, Disney, or the Golf Channel?"
Well, you can ignore it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of weird lang na parang, what if you're enjoying the good channels?
Yeah.
And then you're not going to pay just because there's this one show in one channel that you didn't enjoy.
Well, I think for them, because you know how cable channels always, they always brag about this many channels.
Yeah.
Well, don't, all of those channels might not actually be good for us, so.
So, you should be able to, but don't you get to, I think most channels get to like, you get to choose.
You get to choose
ones.
Which ones you, yeah.
I think that's only in here.
Ah, really?
We pay per channel?
Per channel, yeah.
You can add on.
You can add on.
Because there's like a basic package.
I think most, but it's always like, you get 15 channels, because you get to choose from all the many channels you can.
Because I don't know if that exists in the States.
And come on, really? I mean, do you watch each and every single channel that you have on cable?
That's true.
Yeah.
Because you don't.
Sa akin lang kasi parang,
di wag kayo manood.
Just don't watch it.
And besides, it's your responsibility naman to turn it off. Eh. I mean, like, if your kids are watching it or something like
that. But that's the man how, like, ratings work. So if you come up with an episode that people find offensive, then they won't watch you again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that's the payback. But to say that we should get this for free because we found an, you know.
But
so
good God, Kesha.
Eh, di ba naman she does things na...
Di ba?
She's just
outrageous. She wore roadkill.
She wore roadkill. Tapos remember, she wore a necklace of fans' teeth.
Yeah.
Kasi people kept sending her teeth. So what she did was, she made a necklace out of it.
I think she's trying to be outrageous, but it's more leaning more on the gross.
On the gross.
Yeah.
Kasi parang,
not
diba?
The Lady Gaga.
Exactly. Yeah. Kasi si Lady Gaga, parang kahit papano, it's still classy. Weird, but classy. Eh, siya parang, it's like the trashy Lady Gaga. Yeah, di ba?
Parang, yeah, because wearing meat on yourself is classy.
But roadkill.
But roadkill is something else.
No, and with Gaga, it was a statement.
It was a statement. Mm-hmm.
It was
what's
meant
the
to
statement?
Be a political statement.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's just weird. And she
meat
chooses
is
her.
Murder.
She chooses to fight her battles in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know?
But with Kesha.
It's still nice, diba? Si Kesha kasi parang it's just trashy.
Poor
know.
Kesha.
No, but diba? Tapos, yeah.
See, Ked dollar sign ha.
Yeah. I know, and I hate having to look for her. Hindi kasi it's so hard.
It's
alam mo, it really is hard to look for her songs.
Yeah.
Because you have to choose
have
the
dollar
sign.
Dollar
I'm like,
sign
please,
first.
Get an easier name. Anyway, but she is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she did it, to be honest.
Ako rin.
Yeah.
Kasi,
I don't
diba,
think she actually drank it.
If they said there was a shot that showed
clear liquid,
obviously that's
although pwede rin naman maging clear liquid ng urine.
Yeah, if you're drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
Sa bagay, but I doubt.
Kasi it could. Especially if you're drinking, for example, 2 liters before noon. Like some people I know.
It's gross.
Alright, that's the news. Let's see what we have. Okay, we have One Direction news next hour. Right here. But I'll give it to you next hour.
Later?
Just lock it in to the Morning Rush. You got Chico, Delamar, and Gino taking you all the way until 10, as usual. On Summer's Hottest, RX 93.3.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Mark Maniac 93 and I am Dre 54, the top 10 celebrity passwords. Let's start off with Pat LaRocco. She's Escudero, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Password, she's Tosterone.
She's Tosterone.
She's Tosterone.
Chiz.
But para feeling ko, it would be like, heart has my heart.
Ah.
Or parang, what has my heart is my heart. Para medyo cryptic.
Or I heart you.
Wow, that's so cryptic.
Or my heart hearts heart.
Don't heart me.
Heart heartan.
Diba?
Or ano, heart in heart.
I easily get heart.
Please don't heart me.
You know, it's funny because see Cooper, mistakes hurt and heart.
Oh.
Because he's into baby sign language, so right, he knows hurt. But then when people do the heart sign with their hands,
yeah,
he says the same.
He's a much smarter baby than we all thought.
Sabi ko nga sa kanya, anak, that's a foreshadowing of things to come.
Diba? He knows.
Your heart will get hurt.
Yeah.
And I will curse that woman who does it to you.
Ika nga ng boy crazy. That's what love can do.
That's what love can do. I don't wanna break your heart in two
and leave you crying.
That's what love can do.
Uy, ako si Beyonce. Ako yung lead singer.
Oh, whatever.
I knew it.
Wait, so nagagalit si Kelly Rowland.
Did you just call me a Kelly Rowland? Not that there's anything wrong with her, but whatever. Yeah. Hello, you do not have the thighs for Beyonce.
You have to say that Chico has the pumping action of Beyonce. Boy, when you did our Harlem Shake.
I know.
Oh, you were doing that on the wall. What?
Tsaka sino bang pinakamatanda sa Destiny's Child?
Sino nga ba?
Si Kelly Rowland yata.
I don't know.
Is it Beyonce the youngest one?
I don't know. You don't know.
Maybe the same, like,
Roughly the same age.
It's funny that we're really like arguing on who's going to be Beyonce.
Diba, yun ang away talaga lagi. Kung sino si Beyonce.
Who's the other girl? Kelly, Beyonce, and...
Michelle.
Michelle, diba? Yeah.
Michelle. Williams?
Diba? Oo, diba? Kelly, you gonna be Michelle? Can you handle this? Michelle,
can you handle this?
Beyonce.
She's the boss.
She's the lead singer.
No, but they all know.
Yeah.
The other two.
And
know.
Hello, the manager is the dad.
Is the dad. And the outfitter is the mom.
Is the mom.
Wala na.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung email address, yung email ng China, the country.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The password, amin_ang_mundo.
But they sent another ship to the Philippine show.
Again?
Yeah, it was in the papers.
Oh, no. For Rene Boy says, merong
sana joint aliens land in the world.
On Earth.
And then they choose us. And then they bestow us with like really awesome technology. And they're friendly and hot. The aliens.
Okay, so where is this?
No, they bestow us with awesome technology, therefore giving us the power.
Over China.
And they're also friendly and hot. So
okay.
They choose to procreate with the humans and then, you know, we'll be populated with just the hotness and friendliness.
Okay, that's a very comforting thought.
Yeah, well, we're losing him.
I know. For Rene Boy says, merong joint email account si Grace Po at si Gretchen Ho. Tapos ang kanilang password, sino ang mas magalang?
Sino ang mas
magalang? Tsaka pag tinanong mo sila, anong pangalan mo? Ako si Grace Po. Parang ang napaka-isira. Eh, ikaw, anong pangalan mo? Ako
Gretchen
si Gretchen Ho.
Hey, I saw her yesterday.
Diba?
She's so pretty.
She is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her.
Gretchen Ho?
Uh-oh.
Oh. She won something. I'm trying to remember what she won, but she was so pretty.
Fishmark says, the celebrity is Nora Honor. The password is Mole of Asia. It's very popular that name.
Yeah.
Mega mole.
Diba? Kasi her mole is right underneath the eye.
Yeah.
Laging dinadaanan ng patak
ng luha.
Tsaka there aren't a lot of celebrities out there who have moles.
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford.
On the face. Yeah, she's one of the rare ones.
Yeah. Lorna Tolentino.
Ba't mabibilang mo talaga?
Yeah. Sino pa ba? Parang meron pa naman.
Si Tita Charo.
Hindi, sa ano?
Ate Charo. So, what do they say sa ano sa letters? Dear Ate,
Ate
Charo.
Ate.
Dear Ate
Charo. It's never Tita. Ate Charo.
Dear Ate Charo.
Internationally, who are other celebrities with moles?
There's si Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias. But he took it out.
He took it
he
out.
He did?
Yeah.
He had it taken out.
That guy, the evil guy in 300, the one who slept with Leonidas' wife, he had a mole on his face.
Oh, really?
Eva Mendez has one.
Eva Mendez,
thank you, Tapabili guy.
Fishmark says, for Madame Aring, her password would be, Paksiw ang peg. Madison Camille for Chris Pine. Password, okay, Pine, whatever.
Wait,
that's
does
only if...
Does Madonna have a mole?
Yes.
Oh, there. How
yes.
could you not know this?
Oh, nga naman.
On the lip?
Yeah, that's why the wannabes would
get
always put it on the...
Marilyn Monroe.
Upper lip. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And Chenong says Maria Ozawa, the actress.
Singer. And performer.
Band frontman.
Everything na lang.
One woman, 100 jobs. Kasi ang dami niyang jobs.
Dami niya kasi singer siya.
Singer.
Actress siya.
Nurse. Prisoner.
Newscaster. Student.
Young
teacher.
Brother's
girlfriend. dami trabaho. Napaka-good ng...
Student.
Oh, student.
Student. Minsan teacher. Minsan student.
Policewoman. Good God.
Jail warden.
Alam mo, sobrang male nitong show na. Seriously.
Pero okay yung newscaster. I think that is one of her best professions.
Newscaster.
Yeah.
Ay.
Gabi.
Pwede, meron din siya eh, parang lonely housewife.
Madami pang iba. Therapist.
Therapist. Oh. Right.
Masseuse. Receiver of massages.
Okay. Iled Villanueva
good
says,
job, Maria.
Ano no, from Prof. Chenong. Ang celebrity si Kian Cipriano.
Yeah.
Who happens to be such a big fan of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay.
Ang password niya, Calla Lily Baggins. Iled Villanueva says, for Dr. Jose Rizal, if there was like internet
at the time.
At the time. His password would be, pero med cool siya, cool dude. Ang madeds ng dahil sa you.
Ang mamatay.
At saka, you letter you
ang
talaga.
Ang madeds.
Ng dahil sa you. You.
De, dapat yung you niya may smiley face.
Yung
may
umlaut.
Got, yung umlaut.
Ano, or ano yung, alam mo yung S-A-U? Sa you.
Sa you. Ang mamatay ng dahil. Ang madeds. Ng dahil,
sa you. Iled Villanueva says, celebrity is Kim Chu. The password? Magsama kayong dalawa. Fishmark says, for Taylor Swift, her password, maybe I'm the problem. I'm sure she thinks about it. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 celebrity passwords comes from Greg.
Greg says,
for Jackie Lou Blanco, the password, underscore, 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 underscore.
Casablanco.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. That's the password. Underscore, 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 underscore. Jackie Lou.
Blanco.
The top 10 celebrity passwords. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush, hashtag Celebrity Pass.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top
10. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Mark Maniac 93, and I am Dre 54.
Do you guys want to eat something? Like, right now, what would you want to eat at this very moment?
Crispy pata.
Ikaw.
Sising.
Ikaw.
Lechon.
Wait! My turn!
Ba, boy?
Ako, I'm a meatitarian talaga.
Hindi, pero me, I realize I'm more beef than I'm more pork. I like the beef. Pero pag yun na yung sising.
Lalo na pag mga USDA beef.
Okay, I want soup.
What the?
Like arroz caldo. No, I'm really masoup.
Really?
Yeah.
But he really is.
I really love like munggo.
But it's so sad. Parang like you're talking about crispy pata, lechon, USDA
steak.
But
I love it.
Tapos biglang soup.
Or miswa. or munggo. Or ano, like...
Almondigas.
Almondigas.
Can we have a good lunch? Let's have a good lunch.
Oh, sige. What, what ano?
Let's go on another expedition.
What?
I don't know.
Biglang na-excite. Talaga pagdating sa pagkain. Alam mo, nagla-light up yung faces natin pag food.
Diba? You know, we should have a food show.
I know, right?
Diba? Where we just eat.
Oh, kasi hindi man tayo nagluluto. So, kakain lang tayo.
Hindi naman tayo naghugas ng pinggan.
So. I tried to cook last night. A different kind of puttanesca.
Yeah.
Wow. Masarap yun eh. With anchovies. Different kinds of puttanesca.
Diba that's ano? Is that the... Wait, no, that's marinara. What makes it a puttanesca?
The black olives. The capers. The tomatoes.
Oh my gosh. Alam ko na yung title ng food natin.
Oh.
Eat, eat.
Eat it. Eat it.
Hoy!
Why?
He tricked you again,
yeah,
Gino.
No. Why? It's eat it.
Yeah, eat it.
Diba? Eat it.
Hindi, eat, eat. Para it's a, parang it's a play on... So
a play on what? Yeah, tell
on,
us.
On eat it.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying it to the tune of
so we
eat
go,
it.
Hey, let's eat it. Parang ganun.
Eat it.
Diba?
Hindi eat it. Eat it.
Eat it. What?
Okay. So here we go. Yeah, okay. Tama.
Hey, alam mo, gusto ko talaga ngayon, pastry.
Oh, yeah.
Like pastry, like...
Let's try something.
Those little things that you put, like little tarts and stuff.
Yeah.
Tara, let's eat after.
I know what?
You know what? Let's just leave the show.
Let's eat.
Diba?
Somebody told me that I have that habit.
What?
I say the two words, isa in Tagalog, isa in English. Like, ano what?
Yeah, you
or,
do.
Or mamaya later. Ano pa yun? I tend to do that. And I was like, really? Tapos, they gave examples. And I'm like, oh, nga, no. Or yung ano, yung, do I say yes, oo? Or oo, yes? Basta eh, may mga
sino nagsabi sa'yo?
Tapos, yan here we go.
I think that's the better
question.
Must be
someone very close.
Yeah, somebody
who can hear the words.
Overtime na eh. Overtime
no,
na.
Somebody who can parang, who's always there.
Oo, naririnig ka lahat ng mga sinasabi mo.
Oo, yes.
Even in your sleep.
When I'm on the phone, kunyari I'm talking daw to clients or whatever. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Anyway. Eh, kasi I just noticed I just said it now.
But I tend to repeat myself then when I'm talking on the phone.
No, pero like ano, I can imagine yung you say the word twice. Pero ako, yung one in English and then one in Tagalog. I sort of like translate the word.
So nagbabrag ka na marunong kang
na-bilingual
ka.
Na-bilingual ka.
Oh, yes
ka.
Lang.
You're bragging about you
so
being
you're,
bi.
So you're really bi.
Lingual.
Lingual.
Lingual. Two tongues.
Wow. Impressive.
Good for you.
JM Tarado says, for Sharon Cuneta, her password, I... am nothing but a second-rate trying hard copy. Kasi tanda mo, siya yung sinasabihan
ni Sherry.
It's so common for people to say what Sherry says. But
oh,
then, if
right.
ikaw yung
the recipient.
You're the recipient. You can say,
ayun,
I'm nothing.
Ikaw yung the recipient. Tami pala.
Labo.
I thought it was like one of those classic examples where you would repeat yourself.
Camila says, for Mahal, this is her password. P-A-T-C-H. W-U-R-D.
Patchword.
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 Patchword. Sherry Hill says, I mean, for Sherry Hill.
Sherry Hill.
Still, puro Camilo to ha.
Oh.
Kay Sherry Hill, ang password niya, ang mag-hack masasampal.
Oh.
And for Adele, no to happiness.
Mm.
One. Kiko Monster says, for Mommy Junisha, F-R-E-E-Z-E T-H-E L-O-R-D.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tsaka talagang freeze
bad,
eh.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Freeze nga, freeze. Oh. And also,
ang bad yung dalawa.
Chenong says, Britney Spears, password, yung una niyang password was, I messed up big time.
Hmm.
Tapos a couple of years later, pinalitan niya yung password. Oops.
I did it again.
And also, okay. Lilo Boy says, for Bibi Gandang Hari, the password will be R.I.P. Rustam.
Oh.
And And he did say it. And she did say it.
Yeah, she did say that.
She said it, but Rustam. Rustam is dead. Yeah. He's gone. And also...
What? I wonder what goes on in her mind.
What do you mean about...
Nah, parang you said goodbye to who you were.
Well, I think because who he wasn't really who he was inside. Diba? Para siyang Mulan. You know, he was never seen for who he is. He always felt the pressure to be somebody else.
I love this one from Mima Aster. Si Christina Aguilera. Mm. Alam mo yung password niya?
Ano?
It's Britney, bitch. Because nobody would ever think...
Would ever think that that would be her password.
Yeah, that's true. Diba? It's genius.
It's Britney, bitch.
That's the password. It's Britney, bitch. And, let's see here. Gladiator for Senator Nancy Binay. Mm. Destiny's Child.
Diba? Yeah.
And, also,
never mind. Let's just not. Let's just not go there.
Kasi next.
Basta.
Ah, next. Natatakot ako sa tono ni Chino Boy.
Ano yun?
Destiny's Child. Okay.
May commas.
Nako. Stop na nga eh. Okay. Kiko Man Machine says. Kaya nga. Ito na. Destiny's Child. Kiko Man Machine. Taylor Swift. Be My Ex and Get a Song.
Would you though? Like, let's just say, to be immortalized in one of Taylor Swift's songs.
I would.
Right?
I'd love it. I mean, parang you're like, parang yung that song of ano, yung, you probably think this song is about you. It's like you're immortalized.
What's his face? He.
Sino nga ba?
The good looking guy.
Warren Beatty.
So
there
she
you
did
go.
Say it na, diba? So
yeah, after like how many years when everybody already knew.
What makes that song so wonderful is that she only did it once.
Yeah.
Mm. Taylor keeps doing it.
Right.
You lose.
But you still know the songs.
Oh, kasi I'm not drawn to her songs just because.
Kasi especially, let's say, si Warren Beatty kasi is famous.
Yeah.
So para it doesn't really matter. Pero kunyari, like, you're that guy in Taylor Swift's Yung Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yeah.
Because it's the first hit.
It's the first. Yeah.
Tapos parang, you're not really famous, the guy. Yeah. But he can go, you know that song?
It's about me.
It's kind of, wala lang. Parang ang cool. Diba? Parang,
but it would only be nice, I guess, if she was singing about you in a nice light.
Hindi, like yun. Parang, he broke her heart. Mm. Pero I think it's still cool.
No, but I don't want to be immortalized as the guy who broke Taylor Swift's heart.
Ano si Alanis Morissette, diba?
Yeah.
That the entire album Dave Jagged Coulier. Little Pill is about Dave Coulier.
Who's Dave Coulier?
Yeah, I know. Full House. The funny blonde guy. One.
But was it Alanis Morissette was with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. They were married.
Yeah.
Oh, married?
No, what? Engaged. Ano ba? Engaged.
Okay. What?
Yeah. As in. And,
wild. Good job, Alanis.
Because, for example, you ask me, I would rather Adele write a song about me. Let's say I was a guy.
Yeah. Because it's pining.
Tsaka, yung parang...
Unless
si Taylor,
you're Lorraine.
Because she wants to set fire to you.
Yeah.
Taylor is like, that's her go-to thing. Yeah. She'll do it over and over. Yeah. You lose what makes it special.
Mm-mm.
Kay Adele, parang, you know...
Even if she does it over and over again,
parang, there's something about it. It's just still different. I don't know.
No, I think what you're saying is, parang for you, see Taylor Swift tends to be, it's a formula.
Yeah.
Kay Adele, it's because that's how she feels.
That's how she
or
feels.
Or maybe because with Taylor Swift, it's multiple men.
Yeah, yeah.
And with Adele, it's just one guy.
So far.
Plus, it becomes like, this song is about Joe Jonas. This song is about Taylor Lautner. This song is about John Mayer.
Okay, maybe I wanted it just because it's Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, gives you plus points.
Yeah. From Tonyo Marcopio, si Bayani ag Bayani.
Mm,
the password will be, parang short, sinorten lang. Parang bye. Tapos underscore.
Ay nako, chico.
Bayani. Uh-oh. Diba bye? _ Bayani. Oh. Mm. That's the password. Ano ba? And the top. Celebrity
such a
password.
Slithery one.
Talaga yung ipapasok niya eh.
Huh?
Pwede kang ano, senator. Senatoriable.
Pasok ka ng pasok eh.
Oo.
Slippery
kung makakapasok. And the top.
Pero
celebrity password.
Pero kinatry mo ipasok eh.
Kinatry. The top celebrity password comes from Ilad Villanueva.
He says.
For Adele.
Okay. Speaking of.
Password niya. I ate Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh my God.
Oh.
If you were wondering whatever happened to it, yeah.
It was on the grill.
I wonder though what kind of meat Lady Gaga used. I mean, was it like Wagyu or?
I don't. Pero di ba they sort of tried to
fry it.
What was the news about it? But they kept it eh, on a, and it started to rot.
Rot.
Yeah,
so
it's meat.
I forgot what they did to it. Like, did they destroy it or did they preserve it with, I don't know, formalin or something?
Yeah,
because it's iconic eh. So they wanted to preserve the dress.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there you go, the top 10 celebrity passwords. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Celebrity Password.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
All right, guys, at this point, can we welcome some people in the booth?
Yes.
They are our Monster Scholar sponsors. They're here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But how come they look surprised?
I know.
Parang,
like,
ha? We are?
Ha? Nagulat pa kayo?
Parang hindi nyo alam. Okay.
But let's say hello to Benz Rana. Where's Benz? Hi, Benz.
Hello.
Bing Guevara. There's Bing. And Arlene Luna.
Hello.
There she is. And Candy Chu.
Ano, like beauty candidates.
No, parang beauty
contest. We'll complete with a waving.
I miss Canluba.
But there are two extra girls. Chang and
Swanee. Chang and Swanee.
Oh, birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah. Do you guys know each other or did you... Oh, you know each other. You're a big group.
But you do know you are donating, right? Okay, okay. Kasi yun lang surprised eh. When we said na parang they're donating, they're like, huh?
We
what?
Are?
What? Sabi ni Manong pumasok lang eh. Ngayon, donate na.
We trapped you into donating. No, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for and for checking it out. Remember, tomorrow we're announcing.
Yes, yeah. We are.
The Monster Scholars. Right in time for the first semester.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nandun daw tayo, no? Wala lang.
Scholar tayo?
Hindi, tayo yung nagpapaaral. Tapos makikita mo sobrang pogi nung...
Ibang klaseng scholar naman.
Ibang klaseng scholar. Tapos yung makuhay na
Lahat na.
Na. May McCoy scholar, may Chico scholar. May kita mo na lang yung disparity nung dalawa.
Alright, so they're here in the booth with us. So
thank you for coming over.
And yeah, they brought some books for us to sign.
Nice.
So we're gonna sign.
Tapos tingnan mo naman, ito. You just know wow. That it's gamit na gamit.
Oh, sobre naman. Dilapidated. Pero that's what you want to see.
Exactly. Because you know that people actually read it.
It's well-loved.
Oh.
Well-used.
Well
maybe
used.
We
not
don't
love.
We don't know.
Yeah, pero the reason it's well-used is because it's not, well-loved.
Hindi, may mga tao.
Hindi, pwede rin ginagamit.
Sa bagay, baka pinansampal, no? So,
oh, or pinangtigil ng pintuan. Pwede rin.
Pinangsampal
sa kaaway. Pamatay ng langaw. Diba?
Or ipis, hawak mo na, Gino.
All right, we're going to take the break.
Okay.
And then we have a requested tune coming from Louise, so hang in there. Summer's Hottest, RX93.1 for Louise. Still the requests coming in. Just don't forget to use hashtag RXRequest when you do so. And the promise is that all of your requests do have an impact.
Hey, can we squeeze in a greeting?
The Countdown Top 7, sure.
All right, can we just say happy 29th birthday to George Oliver De La Rama, who's... In the booth? Can we say you're here? Okay. Who's in the booth right now? And also, hello to the PS Bank Indirect Mortgage Channel and to Avi Melikor. She's been listening since 1996.
Wow.
I was like, that's math I can't do. Anyway.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We would like to thank let's see here, Mark Maniac 93 and I'm Dre 54 for suggesting this. And before that, let's just say hello to actually good morning to the newlyweds at work rushers. And happy birthday to Swanee. Happy birthday.
Well, that's what Nowies is for. Right, okay, because Ja Ramos was just saying hello to the Nowies listening.
Nowies. Newlyweds at work.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, what's the I?
Nowies. De, parang ano lang, parang groupies.
The Nowies.
Nowies.
Okay. Aren't they what friends. The Avatar were called?
Navi.
Navi.
The Navi.
All right, here we go.
But close enough.
The top 10 celebrity passwords. Let's start off with Kylie Gayahan Mo. for Barack Obama. His password, Obama Self.
Obama Self.
And Ellis Dominique
says... But he's such a... He listens to like Jay-Z.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but he's very pretty, cool.
Well, he is
he's
still very black.
Oh, I guess that's true. But he's...
right?
Achaka, no, the, he's like Clinton. He's very
hip.
Hip.
He's hip.
He has the, all the...
Unlike George W.
And
yeah.
Ellis Dominique says, for Scooby-Doo, his password, where am I?
Because it's Scooby-Doo, where are you?
So, siya na nagtatanong, where am I?
Or Raggy?
Fishmark says, for Britney Spears, her password would be 90s bitch. Like the song.
Because like I'm a, but you're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch.
Ken Carot says, for Anne Hathaway, her password will be, that's a very personal password. from LS Dominique.
Tapos na yung password niya daw, Rikilo.
Oh my gosh.
Diba?
So nobody would ever
think.
How
weird would that be?
LS Dominique says, for Batman, his password would be, bahala kayo sa buhay niyo.
Kasi bahala na si Batman.
And from also from LS Dominique, for Superman naman, not a bird, not a plane. also, Kylie Gayahan Mo says, for Shakespeare, the password would be, let me shake your spear.
Hey.
And also from Kylie Gayahan Mo, the password of Darth Vader will be, I am your password.
Pero kailangan may letters yun.
And from Ellis Dominique, from the password of Chris Chu will be, of course, Chris Chu password. Yeah. Diba? It would
Chris
be...
Chu password.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
See what he did there.
Sneaky.
And
very sneaky.
There you go. And the top celebrity password comes from Chriswiz.
Chriswiz says
The password of Forrest Gump. Very simple. Ano to? Alphanumeric. Number one, and then Forrest, and then number one.
Run, Forrest, run.
One Forrest.
But it's actually cute.
Yeah.
Diba? One Forrest. Nice. One.
Pwede rin siyang password ni Elmer Fudd.
Yes, kasi wala siyang letter R. All right, so the top 10 celebrity passwords. You know what to do. Just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag celebrity passwords.
Mail. Fail. The morning rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 4.
Guys, it's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do it. One Direction star Zayn Malik has reportedly been told to get his act together by tour bosses because he's so forgetful. The 20-year-old singer has long concerned bandmates Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Liam Payne, and Lewis Tomlinson with his spotty memory. According to the UK newspaper The Sun, the group's minders are worried about how his forgetfulness will affect their ongoing Take Me Home world tour. The outlet reports the problem has become so bad, a roadie has dubbed Zayn Nelly, an iconic reference to the 1950s song by British singer Ralph Butler about intelligent Nelly the elephant. Bosses have reportedly warned Zayn to straighten up. Liam confessed Zayn's forgetfulness has been a problem in the past, saying, quote, Zayn is the most likely to forget his passport and has done a number of times. He often forgets to pack his suitcase before tours. One Direction will embark upon the North American leg of their tour on June 8, playing in Mexico and Canada and the U.S. through August before jetting to Australia and New Zealand in September and October.
Wow.
I think that he would have a PA to remind him of all of these things. Diba? Kasi parang if it's like the passport and the packing of the stuff right before they... I'm sure somebody can take care of it for him. I mean...
Pero not the packing.
No, but I mean, at least somebody should be there to like just, you know,
where are your passports, your tickets?
No, but just a reminder, you're leaving tomorrow. Don't forget the pack.
Kasi malay mo, he is reminded.
Maybe all of them are reminded, but
he's really still, like, yeah. When it comes to the actual packing, that's
Do you think somebody could be that forgetful or they're just that sort of insensitive?
Forgetful or, slash...
I don't care.
Careless, yeah.
Or maybe it's a condition.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a condition.
Maybe it's the hair.
Maybe.
Or he really just doesn't care.
I
because
I don't know.
The tour would not happen without him. Yeah. He is one of the most crushed on.
Crushed on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. He's the Persian looking dude. Yeah.
Zayn. And the name says it, Zayn Malik.
Oh, right.
Anyway, that is the news. The last one today here on the show. Final 45 minutes left on The Morning Rush on this Thursday. You're tuned in to Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. Alright, final few requests going on the air today. Thank you for hashtagging RX Request. Also, before we get into something here, let's say hello to Mr. Erwin Donya of Midas Hotel. Greetings coming from Rose.
Hello.
Hello. And also to Migo and Milo. They're both here.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
And also to attorney Pam David and Brian Manalang of Samsung UAE. That's coming from Ian David. I love you. There you go.
Hello there.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top
10. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 celebrity passwords. Thank you to Mark Maniac 93 and I am Dre 54 for suggesting the topic. So let's start off with ako si John for Mahal and Mura. Their password ZXCVBNM. The last line of the keyword.
Say yun lang yung abot.
So, ZXCVBNM.
Ang sama.
It's the last line on the keyboard.
Pag yung keyboard nasa desk, yun lang yun
abot. Yun lang yun abot.
That's horrible.
Diba? And from ako si John, still from ako si John, the password of Janine Tugonon, the woman who can be moved. Okay. And Blue Chub says, for Dumbledore, the code name, I mean the password will be, my bird will rise.
Because of Phoenix.
Phoenix.
From the ashes.
My bird will rise because of Harry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Harry's, you know, diba? Because had Harry Potter not come along, the Phoenix wouldn't have been reborn.
Yeah. Oo nga.
So Harry is responsible for the rise of my bird.
Exactly.
Of the Phoenix. Say Phoenix.
Of the Phoenix. Kiko Man Machine says, Orlando Bloom's code name, I Kerr for Miranda Kerr.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Good job, Orlando Bloom.
Maximo says, Joey Smith of Juan de la Cruz Band. Pag tumaba siya, his password will be, Matabang... Pepe Smith. And also...
I don't think you'll ever get fat, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Too late. Kylie Gayahan Mo says, yung email address ng Skrillex, the musical group. Ang haba ng password. Pero mahirap siya i-decode. And also, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 celebrity passwords comes from For Renneboy.
He says,
Ellen DeGeneres. Apparently, she's a big fan of Cebu Pacific.
Mm.
And her password is, I love to Phuket.
Yeah.
Thailand. Exactly.
Okay.
Very catchy. Di ba mahilig siya sa mga ganyan?
I like to.
Makita niya sa internet, YouTube.
Phuket seems like so much fun.
Exactly. Diba? So, total ang dami niya mga Pinoys na finiture sa show niya. So, she wants to go for it.
Right.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, perfect.
I'm sure she loves it.
Yes. Yeah. So, the top 10 celebrity passwords. One final batch. So, send in your entries. One last chance. Key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag celebrity passwords.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
Rush.
Monts Radio, RX93.1. Final top 10 for today. Thanking Mark Maniac 93 and I'm Dre 54 for suggesting this, the top 10 celebrity passwords.
Hey, before that, can we just say hello to Clarice Paula? She's listening via podcast over in the United States
of
America. So hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's start off with OMGN. He doesn't specify which celebrity. Actually, sabi niya, kahit anong celebrity, the perfect password would be incorrect. Para pag mali yung tinype mo, ang lalabas, your password
is incorrect.
And you just type that in. And voila. OMGN says, for Mulan, her password would be, teka, muntik nang ma-inlove sa akin si Shang. Bading ba siya?
That is a question on a
when
lot
you
of
think
people's
about
minds.
It. Parang what exactly did he feel when he fell in love or started having feelings for Mulan?
Yep.
And Spy Shadow says for Herman Moreno, the password would be "Wake me up before you go." From Fishmark. Okay. Since there are three, the top celebrity passwords comes from Fishmark.
He says.
So first. The shared password of Batman and Robin. It would be Batrobe.
Bat
and Robe. Batman and Robin. Batrobe.
Nakakainis.
Hindi sila makakalimutan.
Oh, pero parang it's so jedge. Batrobe.
Saka Robe, hindi ma-Robin. And also from Fishmark, medyo kulang-kulang yung ano niya eh, yung entry niya. Basta parang Maria something and Jenna something. I'm not really sure. I guess they're singers. Kasi the password would be Game of Throats. So si Maria something and Jenna something. I'm not sure. Basta alam ko mga singer eh. So, baka Maria Callas and Jenna something. I'm not sure.
Pag mga biritera.
Oh, mga nagbumibirit yan eh.
Matataas yung naabot na nota.
Exactly. And finally from Fishmark, Madonna. We all know that her greatest love is Sean Penn.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It is like the love of her life. And so her password would be Penn is still the best.
Of course.
It is. She will never forget him. Never,
or
ever,
Penn
ever.
Is the greatest.
The greatest. Or the best. Or the ultimate.
Biggest. Kasi hindi na kasha yung the biggest love of my life.
Kasha eh.
Kasha, hindi. A password can only contain up to 21 characters.
Oh, the biggest love.
Hindi abot.
The biggest love lang.
Ah, okay.
Pwede pa rin. Abot yun. Oh. Ba't kailangan ano?
Hindi, bitin daw eh. So, the biggest na.
Kailangan biggest.
Biggest talaga. Not greatest.
Parang biggest
love. Not truest.
Big love.
Biggest.
Okay.
Alright, so what about us? Do we have one for a celebrity?
Meron ako, pero ayoko sabihin.
What?
Wag na.
Go for it.
Off-air na lang to. Off-air na lang to. I'll think of something else.
Can I have a teaser?
I can't eh. I can't say it because it would
think
incriminate
of,
me.
An alternative.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Ito na naman tayo eh.
I know, right? Here we go again.
We're stumped again. Wait.
Magbigay tayo ng celebrity tapos gawa kayo ng password.
Oh, sige. An easy one. Ann Curtis. So,
puting pangdiyosa.
Sa bagay. Ah. Kailan, that's so obvious. They would so know that that's her password.
Erwan ko.
Erwan ko. Erwan ko sa'yo.
Erwan ko sa'yo.
Yeah.
Pwede.
Pwede.
Si ano, let's say si Vice.
Si Vice.
Si Vice. Nay. Pwede. Sino pa?
Ugh.
What about like...
Yeah, sila na eh. Sila yung dalawang top eh.
Yeah.
For John Lloyd.
Ingat.
Yun lang. Ingat.
Dali naman.
Ingat. Popoy pa rin.
Popoy pa rin.
Kay Bea yun. Ah, hindi. Kay Basha.
Kay Basha.
Kay Basha.
Popoy pa rin.
Popoy pa rin. Hindi, si Brad Pitt. Angelina pa rin. Hindi, si Brad Pitt. Wala lang.
Yeah. I was like, what? We're like, what? Oh my gosh, it's so difficult.
I know, right? When you're put in the spot kasi, yeah. On the spot.
Because oh, let's say kayo. Kayo, what would you put? I mean, of course, don't. You won't give your password.
Okay.
But so if you password. Could.
Okay, ito na lang. Come up with one for Del. Del comes up with one for me. I'll come up with one for you.
Ah, sige. Password?
Ako for Gino.
Oh.
I love Chico.
Damn it, now I have to change my password.
I love Chico.
Nako, kay Chico, I love ano.
Ah, sige, ako meron for Del. You don't need a visa.
Kay Chico, meron ako, pero below the belt.
Don't, above the belt, please.
Above the belt?
Think of an above the belt entry.
Alam ko na, because you're a traveler.
Careful.
Dakak over Phuket. Phuket. Because you love the Philippines more than...
And you don't have to... Hindi. You still have to ride a plane.
So it's Dakak over Phuket.
Okay. Yes.
You traveler, you.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so
obviously,
there you go.
Those are not our passwords.
We will not use those.
All right. Okay, thank you for joining us.
Bye.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.